Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the most exciting abstracts that were presented at the Migraine Trust International Symposium, the MTIS, which was a virtual congress of neurology this year. It was held from the 3rd through the 9th of October, 2020. Anyway, enjoy listening. Dr. Hochstetler talked about the interim analysis of the Gladiator trial, which was an open-label phase 3 study looking at lasmiditan in the acute treatment of migraine for up to 1 year. And so lasmiditan is the selective 5-HT1F receptor agonist that lacks the vasoconstructive activity that some of the other acute treatments for migraine retain. And in an interim analysis of the Gladiator trial, which was set up to look at this intervention, lasmiditan, there was no vasoconstriction-related cardiovascular events that were was a bit of a concern given the mechanism of the drug. Previous studies had shown that lasmiditan is associated with a low risk of cardiovascular treatment emergent adverse events, especially palpitations and tachycardia, but no difference in the cardiovascular treatment emergent adverse event frequency in subjects with or without cardiovascular risks was found. Patients who had previously participated in a phase 3 placebo-controlled single-attack lasmiditan studies could be enrolled in the open-label randomized Gladiator trial. These included patients with cardiovascular risk factors, coronary artery disease, arrhythmias, and uncontrolled hypertension. Participants received 100 or 200 milligrams lasmiditan, either as a single dose within 4 hours after pain onset or as two doses within 2 to 24 hours after pain onset. To assess the long-term cardiovascular safety of lasmiditan for the acute treatment of migraine for up to 1 year, so the interim results were analyzed. In total, 19,058 migraine attacks were treated. Study median duration was 288 days, so three-quarters of a year. A total of 81% of patients had more than one cardiovascular risk factor, and 0.3% had coronary artery disease, but 35% had low high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. As some cardiovascular events were likely not reported as treatment emergent or were identified as later, cardiovascular adverse events rates were assessed during three different time periods. So either at treatment emergent, so within less than 48 hours after the dose, intermediate, so that's 48 hours until 1 week after the dose, and remote, greater than 1 week after the dose. No vasoconstriction-related cardiovascular events occurred in the treatment-emergent period. Such events were rarely observed at all, and all of them did occur in the remote period, limiting clinical interpretation. So treatment-related cardiovascular events, specifically palpitations and tachycardia, were the most frequent in the treatment-emergent period versus immediate and intermediate and remote periods. No cardiovascular safety concerns were identified, so during the long-term use of lasmiditan, neither in patients with cardiovascular risk factors or in the elderly patients.